The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I need an etiquette expert because I don't know if I did something, and by not doing it, if I was being rude.
You've got one right here with me.
I doubt that. but okay, so every year, and you know this, we have an annual Christmas party at my house.
It's legendary.
Art and I do this big Christmas party. There's a parade. I mean, we've been doing it for years. This is actually the first year that we will not be throwing our party. Because we're not in town.
Okay, thank God you're telling me this. I thought I was uninvited or something because I hadn't heard about it. I was actually wondering about it.
And that's the problem. So because we've done it for so long and we have so many people that annually come to our events, we recently started getting hit up by our friends going, hey, when is the Christmas party? We haven't got an invite, or what time should we show up? And so we've had to tell people like, oh, sorry, we're not doing it this year because baseball. That's my life right now. I can't because baseball. But we're going to be out of town because we're at a baseball tournament.
I'm so relieved. I was too scared to ask you. I thought it was just me.
Oh, okay. And that's lies the problem now is I'm wondering how many other people thought, like, did we not get invited? So my etiquette expert question is, do I have to send out, I don't know, an uninvitation? Like, hey, don't want you to think that you weren't invited. We're just not doing it this year.
I think you do. I don't think you do usually, but I think some things become such an annual event that they're on people's calendar and they're so legendary and they've been going on for so long that you have to almost let people know if it's not happening because it's such an anomaly that's not happening. In this case, your party.
Well, and it is. It's the same Saturday, the first Saturday of December every year is when we throw this big party. And because of baseball, we're not doing it. So I'm like, oh, man. Maybe we messed up here because I don't want our friends to be like offended thinking they didn't get invited.
You did. You underestimated your party.
I guess so.
Because I was worried about it. What I think you should do is you can't send out like invites, uninvites, in, you know?
Yeah.
Just do a Facebook post or something just saying, hey, this is what's going on.
You mean this doesn't count right now? Hey, we're not doing our annual party.
Oh,
hopefully
yeah.
You're all listening.
I forgot there's people listening.
We're not bad friends. We didn't break up. But we're just not doing the party this year.
This is actually an interesting conversation because I'm sure there's a lot of other people that do something. They had to cancel it one year and they got a lot of like, hey, what's going on? You know?
So if you do an annual event and for some reason you are not going to do it on a particular year, do you let people know? And if so, how?
Let us know. Kelly needs some help with this. 888-431-3764. Kelly's left all her friends in limbo by literally cancelling her traditional holiday party, which you actually didn't know was as big and popular as it is because people are there going, hey, when is it?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I'm like, okay, like it is the party we do every year. I look forward to it, but I didn't know so many other people did too. And so this last week started getting hit up going, hey, when's the party? What time should we show up? And I had to tell them, oh, we're not doing it this year.
Yeah, you have to say something, I think, because it's big enough. Because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, did I get uninvited? But the 424 here says, we have an annual Mexican night. One year we couldn't do it, so we sent a group text to all those that normally are invited, simply letting them know we wouldn't be doing it that year.
And a lot of people are just suggesting, yeah, just a group text. Like the 605 says, a simple text is sufficient. Lets everybody know. 951 says, I was in the exact same situation. I do a murder mystery the first Saturday of October. I've been doing this since 2011, so way more established than my party. And said we decided one year we weren't going to do it. Started getting all these messages, so I had to send out a text message to everybody, tell them, hey, look, it's not you, it's me, we canceled it.
Yeah, I think you got to do that now, because everyone gets in their heads, because it was my first one last year, and it was a lot of fun, this party, and I was looking forward to it this year, and I didn't want to ask you about it in case, like, you decided to, I don't know, just make it family, or maybe you thought I was inappropriate last year and I got the never coming back again or something like that?
No, that's how you get invited back the next year. If you're inappropriate and a little rambunctious, that's what we like. 951 suggests putting out a blast on social media to let people know and just tag him. Say, hey, again, it got canceled, just so you don't show up. But the 909 says if people just show up, just leave a note on your door. Not here.
Oh, so when they arrive.
I don't know how well that'll go over.
So do you think this was enough speaking about it on radio?
I'm hoping so. I might have to do a text.
Yeah,
that seems to be the consensus. A nice text will be good.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.